This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Ferguson unrest challenged policymakers' perceptions of St. Louis's structure and governmental institutions, and 12 months after Michael Brown's death, many believe the public policy work is just beginning. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what policymakers want to see to change Ferguson and the St. Louis region.
You could tell that State Representative Courtney Curtis had been thinking a lot about the past year when we sat down at Drake's Place in Ferguson. As he sipped on his Pepsi, the Democratic office holder mused about how the last 12 months showcased leadership voids and missed opportunities. The Missouri General Assembly's only Ferguson resident worries that policymakers aren't seeing the bigger picture or grasping what needs to be done next.
Accountability is key. If we don't hold people accountable, then we get what we have. And what we have is not where we could be. This region could be better than Chicago, but it takes accountability and true leadership and vision to get there.
A year after Michael Brown's death plunged the St. Louis region into crisis, Missouri's elected leaders say there's still a long way to go on the public policy front. Even though the legislature overhauled the state's municipal court system, lawmakers like State Representative Joshua Peters would like to see further law enforcement-related measures, including bringing in independent prosecutors for police-involved killings.
Don't get me wrong, the court system and what we've done, I believe, is great, but it's the police reform that we need, and that was the underlying message of Black Lives Matter. It was the underlying message of even with some of the officers.
Ferguson Township Democratic Committeewoman Patricia Bynes would like to see incentives for police departments to wear body cameras.
We just don't need body cameras. We need the right policies around them. Like you said, if Texas can pass something like this, we should be able to get that done here in Missouri.
And since the new municipal courts bill requires St. Louis County police departments to be accredited within 6 years, St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough says individual governments will need to do some soul searching.
We've tried for years and talked about for years that if you can't afford to provide appropriate law enforcement to your citizens, then you shouldn't be in the business of being a municipality.
For his part, House Speaker Todd Richardson says it makes sense to consider ideas changing how police departments and governments operate. But the Poplar Bluff Republican says the policy conversation after the Ferguson unrest needs to be about more than just law enforcement.
If we allow that to dominate the conversation, we're missing the broader economic and educational issues that exist, not just in Ferguson, but in places across the state.
State Representative Clem Smith finds favor with some of Richardson's sentiments. The Velda Village Hills Democrat says there needs to be a concerted push to deliver public works and private sector jobs to African Americans or risk losing top talent to other cities.
And I know a lot of people that are in my age range, I'm 38, that are from their 30s to 40s, that are Black, that are leaving this area because of the institutional racism that's here, this lack of opportunity to be able to move up in your job.
When I asked St. Louis Treasurer Tashara Jones about public policy changes she would like to see, she checked off a lengthy list: bolstering mass transit services, raising wages for poor people, and most important, challenging the structure of municipal and educational institutions. But for elected officials like Jones, change is about more than altering statutes, especially if St. Louisans harbor deep-seated ideas and beliefs about race.
There is some sort of perceived notion amongst people that Black boys and Black men shouldn't be in certain spaces. And who are we to determine what space that each of us is supposed to be in? And we need to challenge that notion of this person is out of place or this person is out of place.
It's fair to assume that observers will check in on Ferguson and St. Louis every August 9th to see what sort of laws and statutes have been changed. But for some elected officials, true change won't come without the conversion of hearts and minds. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.